Suzanne, thanks so much. Rick Pitino joins me from points far away, I'm guessing. Are you in Florida, Coach?
I'm in Tampa, Florida, visiting my son, Chris.
All right, very good. You and I have been communicating off and on here since this firing at U of L, and I know you wanted to start off with, and I've got follow-up questions, but you want to fire back at Greg Postal's termination letter to Tom Jurich. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, Terry, Greg Postal, I've never met in my life except in St. Elmo's. He came up to me right before the NCAA tournament and said, "Hi, I'm Greg Postal." I said, "Well, nice to meet you, son." He said, "Well, I'm the new interim president." And I said, "Well, really nice to meet you." And then I went back and asked Tom and Kenny, "Have you ever met Greg Postal in your life since you've been here?" And they said, "Absolutely not." So he has not been connected with the athletic program. And if you think he's coming out with these accusations and that one or two members of the Board of Trustees aren't behind him, prodding him to do this, you're mistaken, because he doesn't know Tom Jurich at all. He doesn't know the things that Tom has done. I don't believe he's been an athletic supporter at all for the last 20 years that Tom has been AD. So this is not him speaking. He's a nice man, and this is not him speaking. Let's clear that up first. But
well, who is speaking?
It's a couple board members. You probably know better than me. David Grissom and people like that. He's the chairman of the board. But let me say this, Terry. You have an opposite. But by doing what they did yesterday to Tom Jurich, not only ignites the fans and polarizes the fans to really, really mistrust the leadership at the university, to a man that's just done so much from the Big East to the ACC to the facilities to everybody saying he's one of the top ADs in the business, top 10 in women's basketball, top 10 in men's basketball, bowl team in football, top 5 in soccer, swimming, diving, track, you name it, baseball. It's incredible the job he has done, and to disparage him like this, all you're doing is taking the opposite of North Carolina. North Carolina stood together to go against their battle with the NCAA and prevail. We're going in there and we're just breaking everything apart, sabotaging basketball, sabotaging the appeal, and just really killing everything that the players fought for to make our program special. And it truly breaks my heart what they did with that letter to Tom yesterday. They're trying, A, not to pay him, to cut his contract and do all those things, but you're hurting the community. You're hurting the team. You're hurting everything about the University of Louisville. And quite frankly, the people behind this aren't Louisville fans, don't have the passion that Tom, myself, and the players have for the University of Louisville and the other coaches who are in total support of Tom Jurich. So you're breaking apart the community. You're breaking apart the fan base. You're breaking apart the donors. You're hurting the basketball program down the road. This is a blueprint of how not to deal with the NCAA and the community and what you're doing with a extremely popular athletic director who's done so much for the town and the university.
Do you think this puts the ACC membership in jeopardy, the way you're describing what they're doing?
Absolutely not. Now, the ACC president and the other athletic directors just love Tom Jurich. No, I think they're all really, really looking at this and saying, where is this person coming from? He doesn't even know Tom Jurich making these statements. Now, I happen to know it's not him, but that being said, you don't do that to this athletic director. You don't disparage him like that and demean him and pass ugly rumors about him. It just, he doesn't deserve it. He's a great family man. He's a wonderful person, great leader. He's not a bully. I mean, it just turns my stomach to see something written like that about him. And it hurts us going forward with our appeal. And I keep saying us. I guess I'm no longer part of it, so I'll stop saying us.
All right. But is this possibly their way of saying, look, we're cleaning out these two top guys, Tom Jurich and Rick Pitino. We're getting them out of here. This is sort of our way, our Valentine to the NCAA to say, look at us now, like the Toby Keith song, How Do You Like Me Now?
Yeah, well, we walked in last time and with Chuck Smirt, didn't know any of the people on the committee, didn't do our research. We walked into that, taking probation, taking all these sanctions, limited scholarships and everything else. Had we fared, Terry?
Right.
We did the opposite of what North Carolina did, didn't we?
You got hammered.
Had we fared, exactly. Unless you stick together, and stick to your principles, that we are a highly compliant, not only basketball program, but athletic program. Now, reading that letter yesterday, you wouldn't think that. I mean, if the NCAA took a look at that letter, you wouldn't think that we were a compliant, a highly ethical athletic program. I happen to know we are, regardless of what was said. And, Terry, nobody got indicted. No assistant coaches got indicted. Nothing happened yet. The facts haven't been out. They rushed to judgment. They killed my dreams. They killed some of the players' dreams who wanted to play for me. They killed one of the top recruiting classes in the history of my tenure without any facts going on. Now, that's okay. I'm a big boy, and I'll land on my feet the right way when the truth comes out. But it's not about me. It's about the program, the town, the fans, the university, and what they deserve. And these are outsiders coming in and doing this to our program.
You mean David Grissom, who lives here in Louisville, not technically an outsider, but he lives here in Louisville, and you think that he is riding herd on this removal process?
Well, I don't know the man at all. I think he's a Senate College donor. I think he supports them. I'm not sure if he's given millions of dollars to university. That's not my call. I'm sure he's a very good businessman. But I do know one thing. What went on yesterday and what's gone on recently in disparaging Tom Jurich is the opposite of what you should do. You can try to save money and try to do whatever you want contractually, but you don't do that in the eyes of the community, in the eyes of the coaches that are there. What do you think Dan McDonald, the baseball coach, or Bobby Petrino, the football coach, of all these people who have stood by Tom and are behind Tom 100% are going to say, boy, if they're doing that to Tom, what's going to happen to me?
There's the note in here about a willful lack of supervision of head coaches. Were you supervised? Were there annual reviews of you and your assistant coaches?
Terry, there were weekly reviews. This is a witch hunt of epic proportions on that man and his family. He is the best athletic director in the game. He does everything by the book. He's the best in the business. He wants now. Did he try to come in and watch me coach? No, he's not a basketball person as far as that's concerned. His expertise probably lies with football and baseball as far as knowing the subject matter more than basketball. But did he meet with me? Did he go over the rules? Did he talk to compliance? Was he behind me 100%? Did we talk weekly about a lot of different things? Yes. Did I bring every recruit in to meet him that I wanted to impress? Yes, without question.
All right, they brought up the terms dereliction of
duty. And by the way, how would this president know if Tom did any of that? He was just hired as an interim president who had no knowledge of athletics. How would he possibly know any of that?
He's worked there 23 years. They use the expressions dereliction.
He worked in the medical school. He had nothing to do with athletics. Tom never met him. I never met him. None of the coaches ever met him.
I'm being sarcastic. Don't forget my personality.
I'm sorry, Terry. I've been out of Louisville too long.
I know you have. By the way, I heard someone say that you were never stepping foot in Kentucky again, the Commonwealth of Kentucky again. Otherwise, for legal issues aside, is that true?
You know, Terry. It's not about me. This is about Tom Jurich. I walked in the office. I was so pumped up about this team this year. Just the greatest group of young men I think I've encountered in my 40-plus years. Wanted to coach them, wanted to lead them to the promised land. I'm happy that at least David has taken over. I just wanted to coach these guys in the worst way. I walked in. I wasn't asked anything about what went on. Did I have any knowledge of it? All I was told, will you resign? I said, absolutely not. I said, I don't even know what's going on. They said, you need to clear the premises. I said, well, I need to speak to my team. I spoke to my team, went upstairs, and they were changing the locks on my door, and they kept it locked for 3 weeks, couldn't get any of my personal belongings. So I don't want to get bitter because, as I said before, this is not the fans. This is not the University of Louisville that I've known for 16 years. This is a group of strangers. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish, but it's polarizing of the university and separating people, and that's, we need to come together with this. I have to stop saying we. They need to come together, fight this appeal the right way, because this is a highly compliant
and willful misconduct. Is that possibly because someone was asked to fire you? Tom Jurich was asked to fire you or push you out or make you uncomfortable to leave, and he refused to do that.
Terry, Tom asked me to come to a Board of Trustees meeting. I went to it. I thought it was about strategy of the appeal. It was highly evident when I left there that I did not have any supporters from the Board of Trustees. It was quite obvious. I didn't know why I was there. I thought it was to talk about the appeal. When I left, I went back and met the following morning with my staff. I told them, guys, don't even think, after the meeting I just had with the Board of Trustees, don't even think about jaywalking here in the community. You make sure you're highly compliant with the NCAA rules. This Board of Trustees does not want me there. I knew it when I walked out. I've also had statements from the current staff, two people working for me, that every single day in meetings I told them to be totally compliant to every rule, from David Padgett to every member of that staff. And they all went on and made that statement.
Okay.
Unfortunately, one of the assistant coaches did not abide by that, and he will suffer the consequences very similar to what Andre McGee did for his actions.
Date that for me, though. When were you going into the Board of Trustees? What part of the year did this?
It was about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago.
So you felt like you knew that they were putting things in place to push you out. So, and then you...
Oh, no. I walked out. I felt like I was in a totally different program. Those people didn't know me, didn't know what I was about. They were totally against me. I felt it. One person on the board who was very high up said to me, what do you think about the 17 level one violations against our basketball program? I looked at Tom. I said, well, I know of two, and one is to a GA that they gave a level one. The other one was failure to monitor Andre McGee, no lack of institutional control. And he's saying 17. He's on Skype, and he's saying 17. I didn't have a clue to what he was talking about, so he tried to humiliate me, and I ignored him. I'm a lot older, and I ignored him.
We keep using the phrase noncompliance. Well, clearly this is, these are violations that we're talking about. Did you get all your guys together after the stripper problem and then say, and read them the riot act or scare the hell out of them to say, don't let anything happen? Or did you just wait until this year after that board meeting?
I have statements from all the coaches, every single meeting, 4 to 5 times a week, I covered it. New rules, abide by it, 100%. Terry, my job's on the line. I want to coach this team badly. I think we're sitting on something special here. It would behoove me to mention it every single second of every meeting. And David Padgett knows it. Logan knows it. RJ Evans knows it, who's new. Every single Kenny Johnson knew it. Jordan Fair knew it. Everybody knew it because I said it at every single meeting.
Why in the hell would Jordan Fair go into a hotel room, though, with a shoe guy and unknowingly with an FBI agent and do what they're saying Coach One did?
Well, I don't have the facts to any of that, and I'm not gonna hang him out to dry. Whatever he did, it was a wrong move, and he needs to explain his behavior, because here's a young man I took, and I checked his background, vetted him out. Everybody spoke extremely high of him, from Coach Bellotto on. He was a high school coach making $13,000 a year. I loved his passion. I watched him coach. I loved his hunger, and he did the wrong thing by stepping in that room. And he has to speak up on that matter and not hide behind lawyers as well, because he has not been indicted like those other four assistant coaches. So I don't know what he's guilty of, Terry. I don't know. You know, they tried to include me in on a conversation that was totally ludicrous. Why, I don't know. Well, obviously, I do know. Look at the publicity they got by mentioning my name on that.
Right, you weren't arrested, but they're using your name. But you're coach too in there too, and you've already told the public what your calls were about.
Let me ask you a question, Terry. Why do you think they put my name in there? I know I'm totally innocent. I know I had nothing to do with any of that. Why do you think they put my name in there?
To use your name, I'm guessing, to use your name to call attention to their investigation.
Well, you didn't see the four guys who were arrested in handcuffs in headlines, did you?
I saw their names and subheads.
Yeah, but you didn't see it all over America in headlines. There was only one person put in headlines all over the country.
But we're noncompliant, and is Greg Postal's letter, at least they're saying noncompliance, and that is a...
There is absolutely zero truth with that letter, and he wouldn't know whether Tom Juric was compliant or noncompliant. He was not part of the athletic program. I've been here 16 years. It's an extremely compliant. Every coach is extremely compliant. The best coaches that I've ever worked with in my lifetime is at the University of Louisville. They are very compliant. You don't send Chuck Smert around to speak to assistant coaches around there to find out if they're compliant. That's absolutely nonsense. This is a highly, highly ethical program. Were there mistakes made in my judgment of hiring two people? 100%. I take ownership for that. But as far as this conversation is not about me, I'm a big boy. I'll move on with my head held high because I know I've done the right things. And, Terry, I try to find something good with all of this, and it's very difficult because I've lost the love of my life, so to speak, in my players. But the response I've gotten from my Providence players, from Kentucky players, and the University of Louisville players has kept me up at night crying for about 30 days. So the love that they've shown me is just getting me through these tough times. My head is going to be held high.
What are you owed by the University of Louisville going forward?
This is not the University of Louisville I'm dealing with right now. These are not the fans I've gotten to know. It's not the people I've gotten to know. I have a contract. I signed that contract. I was not leaving under any circumstances. Tom George has a contract. But this phone conversation is not what they owe me. This is what they owe Tom George. Forget me. I'm gone. I'm out of it. And so let me rest in peace.
Cheryl Snyder, the attorney for Tom George, said today that U of L should have dismissed him without cause and just paid his contract out. Instead of doing it with cause and then fighting. So let's go back to point one. Do you think all of this firing of you and Tom Jurich is really about saving money? You guys made a lot of money here.
The smear campaign against Tom Jurich is about mediating, and that's unfair. You need to build a statue of Tom Jurich, not smear him. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, if you give a contract, you honor it. Now, John Marinato was the Providence College athletic director and a very close friend of mine. He got fired from Providence College because a new president came in. And he came to me for advice and help. I said, John, stop getting bitter. Stop getting upset. I know it's the love of your life. I never thought it would happen to me. I said, John, a new CEO came in, no different than J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs, and they want their own people in there. So it's not personal against you. If they want their own people in, you have a contract. They on Providence College honored his contract and paid that contract. This new board of trustees wants a new AD, a new basketball coach. They honor the contract for the people that got him in the Big East, got him in the ACC, three Final Fours, national championship, all the things that Tom Jurich has done in with every sport. You honor the contract. You don't disparage him. You don't spread false rumors about him. You honor him. They don't have to honor me in any sense. I'm gone. But they need to honor Tom Jurich, and they need to abide by his contract.
Are you willing to walk away with no money at all from the university or the board?
I have a contract, Terry. My lawyers are handling my contract. That's out of my hands. It goes to litigation. That's in their hands. I want to coach my basketball team. That's all I want. If they want to bring me back tomorrow, I'll be back tomorrow.
David Padgett is the head coach now, the acting head coach at the University of Louisville, and they had media day today in North Carolina. Did you hear any of the things the guys say, or have you just tuned that out?
I've tuned everything. I'm visiting my grandchildren and my son, and I've tuned everything out. I'll be rooting for David. I'll be rooting for the guys every single game. I hope they go on and just have a special season. Unbelievable group, Terry. And I don't just say it. It's one of the best groups I've ever seen. They have really special guys.
Quentin Snyder and Honest Mahmood were the two guys who were the spokespersons today for the team. And they both said that Padgett's different and there's not the same sort of pressure that they feel in practice. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but I'll play a soundbite if you want to hear it.
I don't, Terry. It's David's team right now. You know, I coach differently than him, and he's different than me. He'll run the same offenses and the defenses. Any time a coach leaves, the new players will always say, no matter how much they love the old coach, they'll say, hey, it's different, it's better, I feel more on ease, more of a play. I've been through this 100 times, so I'm all for David. I'm all for the players.
Are you staying away, no contact with any of the players? Is that a legal issue?
I told them, listen, guys, David played for me. He's one of you. It's time to give him all your attention, all your effort. I'm not going to be in contact with you. I'll be rooting for you. You need to give him every ounce of perspiration you have and go on and win a championship. I love all of you very much. I'm going to miss you terribly. And then, obviously, I walked upstairs and was locked out of my office, and I, 2 hours later, I was in Miami as my new home.
What do you want to say to all the people who have UFL paraphernalia and people, citizens of the city of Louisville? They share the same name, the city and the university, its prized place here, and they feel sullied by various scandals over the years. What do you say to them now?
Well, things happen in life, Terry. You know, things happen. But you need to stick together. When adversity hits and tough times hit, you stick together. You fight the NCAA with principles that you believe in, and you stick by your guns, and you don't separate everybody. You stay together, and you make sure the programs aren't hurt. Yes, there was a scandal, and Andre McGee did the wrong things. I believe he was the only person behind it. I don't know that for a fact. I don't know if there was who this lady had with her or without her. I don't know any of that. I know Andre McGee had two beautiful parents. He was taught the right things by me. Why he did any of that, I'll never know. I'll never have the answer because, once again, he's behind lawyers as well. And he never, like Jordan Fair, he has not said anything from this time. So I don't know that. This scandal is a national scandal in college basketball. None of the coaches at UofL were indicted. None of the coaches right now are being criminally charged with anything. Until the facts come out, I'm sad it happened under my watch. I love the university. I love my players. I don't believe in doing anything like that. Am I human? Have I made mistakes in my life? Yes, I have, and I've atoned for my sins. But as far as a professional basketball coach representing the university, I've done all the right things and been totally compliant to the rules.
There was a press conference.
And I leave the university with my head high, knowing that every individual instruction, every practice, every game, I gave it my all.
There was a press conference a few years ago, and you went off on the shoe companies talking about their power, and it was ruining the game. You remember that? You just sort of went off for 10, 12 minutes on that.
Because I was only able to recruit a certain segment of the population because shoe companies were directing the players to go to a Nike school, Adidas school, Under Armour school, and I didn't think they had any place in our world. And I also suggested to the NCAA, they came in 2 summers ago and said to me, do you have any suggestions? I said, yes. Take the AAUs, the agents, the shoe companies out of the business. In the summertime, you have a lot of money from Final Fours. Separate the country into four regions. Hire high school coaches to coach. Educate all the parents, bring them in, all the kids in four separate regions. Let the colleges come in and evaluate. You run it, not the AAU, not shoe companies, not agents. You run it by letting all the college coaches come in and evaluate four different regions. And then you educate the families by all the rules. They had a great idea. They just didn't know if they had the manpower. I said, you don't have to. They said, just get people to organize it like the five-star basketball camp. And just organize it the right way, and then you can educate. You can bring them all in and educate the rights and the wrongs and the hazards of doing the wrong things.
Well, the way you talked that day, it made it sound like you know things that go on with shoe companies. If Louisville did nothing improper or Jordan Fair was aware of something, if there are things that you know about other situations around America, wouldn't that make Adidas want to settle with you instead of because you are suing them?
Terry, a lot of times you hear things. Sometimes assistant coaches say, oh, that school, we lost a player in the school. They were bought by that school. You hear things like that. I've always felt that that's an excuse of losing a basketball player. There's no factual information right now. I don't know. Did Adidas give any money to anybody? I don't know that. I haven't. All I did was I walked in. I didn't know any facts. I was dismissed. Now, nobody else, the people in handcuffs, none of their head coaches were even dismissed at all. They said, we're not going to rush to judgment. We're going to wait and see. Our entire recruiting class, which was going to be unbelievable, was totally broken up. And they're not going to be able to sign a quality player because of that. Let me coach this year, and if you see I did anything improper, fire me on the spot. But let the facts come out. Don't just fire a coach who's given 16 years of everything he's had for the program and the community without any facts coming out.
How are you going to rebuild the name Rick Pitino?
I don't have to, because my family knows, every assistant coach that's worked for me, and if I could ever share what my players have texted me and said to me, my players are my legacy, what they think of me. I don't have to. I know what I've done in coaching with the help of my assistant coaches and the players. They have made me what I am. So if I've had a great season, win a national championship, I've had great players who have dedicated themselves to everything we tried to teach. And that's exactly what went on here. So it's not about me anymore. This phone call is totally about Tom Jurich. It's totally about the community staying together so we win this appeal. I've got to stop saying we. I promise you I won't say that again.
Was all your stuff returned to you? You mentioned that early in this interview. Did you get everything back that was kept from you in the original when they locked your doors?
They could have had everything but my children and wife. They could have everything. They could take everything from me. I'm getting the stuff shipped out to me, personal belongings, pictures of my players and their uniforms and things like that. Those are the most important things to me. My players are my life, and they will always be my life, and nothing will ever take those memories away.
Are you going to watch University of Louisville basketball games or any university athletic pursuits?
I'll be rooting for all the coaches at U of L. I'll be rooting for my players, David Padgett. I'll be rooting for them every single game. I want them to go on and win the national championship. I'd be very proud. David's one of my players. I think the world of him. I hope he has great success and certainly nothing but just praying that they go on and have great years.
Coach Pitino, great talking to you. We'll do it again down the road.
Terry, probably we won't. But you've been a good friend, and I thank you for having me. I'll say goodbye to you for a long time, and you be well, and say hello to your beautiful wife for me.
Wait a minute. Am I supposed to lose your phone number now? Don't say that.
No. I'm talking about professionally on the air.
Oh, I got you.
You know you're always welcome.
Thanks, Coach.
Take care.
Talk to you. Rick Pitino, live from Tampa, Florida. What a story. All right, I'm taking a few days off. I'll be back on a Halloween. Thanks, and good night, everybody.
Kentuckianus.